This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. If you're having breakfast right now, prepare yourself because we are about to talk about eggs, scrambled, poached, fried, and hard-boiled. My family would argue that the egg is as close to an ideal food as ever there was. It is high in protein, easy to cook, it comes in pre-packaged containers, and is affordable. That is speaking from a human and not a chicken perspective. If you follow the news about eggs and your health, your head could be spinning. Are they good or are they bad? Are they evil or are they wholesome? What's a health-minded listener to do? There have been crazy myths about the effects of egg consumption on protecting against COVID. None of these are true. What is true is that heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S., Eggs do contain fat and cholesterol. One little yellow egg yolk contains about 190 milligrams of cholesterol, which is about half the cholesterol you would need for an entire day. But our bodies depend on cholesterol to maintain cell membranes, to make vitamin D, as a building block for essential hormones like estrogen and testosterone. Eggs are also a source of protein, iron, unsaturated fats, and more. The U.S. no longer has dietary guidelines for consuming cholesterol like they do for saturated and trans fats, which we know are associated with ill health effects. For years, dietary cholesterol was implicated in increasing blood cholesterol and thus linking it to heart disease. But to date, extensive research does not show evidence that dietary cholesterol can lead to heart disease. This is different from naturally occurring cholesterol that is made in our liver and is associated with heart disease. An exciting recently published article in the American Journal of Medicine compiled data from 23 separate studies. The studies were observational, meaning they were not from the most rigorous category of research, but they included nearly 1.5 million people followed over 12 years. Not only did the researchers find no link between heart disease and the regular consumption of eggs, but they actually found that eggs might be slightly protective for heart disease. While this particular study was not supported by the egg industry, it is likely that many others were, which raises my suspicion of bias that might have influenced some of the 23 studies. But this is just one of several recently well-done studies to show that moderate egg consumption, meaning about an egg a day, was not associated with heart disease and may provide some benefit. So go ahead, finish those poached eggs sitting on your plate, but perhaps a compromise might be to agree that you won't have eggs for breakfast every day and we'll try to vary your diet a bit. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.